Question, just one, yeah. If you have question, just one.
Is a mind with innate affective obscuration through suffering?
Kongsa? What? Innate mind?
Okay, this come about from the discussion about a superior.
Just now you ask question, what you repeat that.
Okay. It's a mind that is affected with innate of affective obscuration through suffering. And does such a mind have all pervasive suffering?
Press again, different way. Mind?
Okay, a superior bodhisattva that has realized emptiness directly has overcome intellectually acquired obscuration.
Yeah.
Right? So, but in his mind, there's still innate affection.
Yeah, so.
So, is his mind, is such a mind true suffering, and does such a mind suffer from all pervasive suffering?
What you're really trying to ask there, I didn't get. Because you said mind, of course, there's such so many minds. You know, what are you trying to?
The mind of a superior bodhisattva who has entered.
Superior Buddha, there are so many minds. Which mind are you trying to?
Okay.
What you are,
okay.
What your difficulty there, the question.
Okay. In short, a mind of a superior bodhisattva,
yeah,
who has entered path of seeing.
So you're saying that his mind is true suffering?
Yes.
And after the your question is that, isn't it?
Yes.
So you're not to say superior being, the bodhisattva mind is true suffering? You're asking that? So if you ask that, it's such a big question. You know, I don't know what you're trying to ask that.
Okay.
So same thing. Your mind is true suffering. Same thing. The ask question is become.
Because his mind is still infected with affective obscuration, right? He has overcome intellectually acquired, but he's not out of samsara. He's still in samsara because his mind is still infected with affective obscuration. Innate affective obscuration. Right? So does such a mind still have all pervasive suffering.
I don't know what you're really asking there. Huh? Kelvin, give the commentary. Commentary on that.
We are trying to figure out where is the boundary of all pervasive suffering. Because to me, it seems like it's only 8 ground onwards that the sentient being will not have all pervasive suffering. But she seems to say that once a person attains power of seeing, right, there's no all pervasive suffering. So we are wondering, what is the boundary of all pervasive suffering?
What's the boundary of true suffering?
Is true suffering same as all pervasive suffering? That's also another question. Yeah,
can be said. So what is the boundary of true suffering? Question is that?
Yes, and then where is the boundary? You know, when does one overcome this all pervasive suffering?
Somebody keep answer. The senior one, what is the boundary, is asking question. Someone come say something.
You just came, you're full of blessings now. Yeah.
I haven't really thought about this, but I think if I have to make a guess, once a Bodhisattva reach a stage when he no longer returns back to samsara, like a non-returner, I think that's the end of his all pervasive suffering. That's my guess.
Non-returner what? Bodhisattva. What do you say? Non-returner what?
There's a stage for arhats when they are non-returner. There's once returner.
Arhat.
For arhats. But I don't know whether there's such arhat, a stage for bodhisattva.
When you say arhat, never return.
I mean, arhat, non,
return, you cannot differentiate.
Yeah, non, correct. Yeah, so that's my mistake.
Arhat,
A non-returner. That means it doesn't come back to samsara anymore. That's the last life. So I think that's the end of his all pervasive suffering. For non-returner. For arhat. But I don't know about bodhisattva still. At what stage? It's end of his all pervasive suffering.
Why you think non-returner is the normal true suffering? What do you think?
What's your reason?
After non-returner, you achieve this goal, non-returner, there's no true suffering. What do you think?
Why do I think that? I think if you do not acquire the body again, if you do not... having to return means that you acquire the aggregates of sufferings. So if you are a non-returner, so that is the boundary where after that you do not... you don't have all pervasive suffering.
Okay, correct. So what is the meaning or definition of true suffering?
What's the definition of true suffering?
You must listen. Also, same time, must listen. When you ask somebody, how you ask the question. Yeah? Listen. I'm asking different way. Yeah? So now you have to explain me what is true suffering. What means true suffering? You already accept the non-returner. When you achieve non-returner state, there's no true suffering. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Before that, have. Mm-hmm. Because you need to take the rebirth. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But now, it's the same topic. What's the true suffering?
What is true suffering?
I still don't know.
You seem to imply that it has to do more with the mind than the body, right?
Huh?
You seem to imply that it has got to do more with the mind than the body. Are you saying that true suffering is more has to do more with the mind than the body?
Nothing much, but you just give me what is the true suffering. You know, you say this means true suffering. We give some kind of idea.
Okay, I pass.
I don't know. Of course, not many people understand what Sukhim talking about. Yeah. Non-returner, maybe probably many people don't understand. What does that mean? Yeah. But those who understand what Sukhim say is correct or not. The non-returner, when you achieve non-returner state, so you don't have true suffering. You agree with that? Senior one. Maybe new one, maybe they don't know. Huh? Wait, all the senior meditating out. Huh? Yeah, Venerable Sukhim. Now I have to point, each by each. Yeah, what do you think? Sukhim say is correct or not? Prepare your question, answer. I'm going to point.
I don't really have much of a response because, first of all, I don't think that there is such a thing as a non-returner bodhisattva. I think it applies to only solitary realizers and hearers. In the category of bodhisattvas, I really don't recall ever having studied non-returner bodhisattvas. The term doesn't seem to apply. Anyway, my brain is very rusty, but I think true sufferings, I'm just thinking, if you ask, is the body of a Buddha true sufferings? Is the mind of a Buddha true sufferings? I cannot answer those questions, but I can only think that true sufferings maybe is the appropriation of physical and mental aggregates. Usually we think of that as the nature of true sufferings. I may be wrong. Appropriating, as long as we have the appropriated physical and mental aggregates, I'm not sure whether that's true suffering.
It's not. Huh?
No.
Appropriated?
So it's nilin. Nilinba.
So still, first, just go with the Sukhim idea. What Sukhim says correct or not, just answer for that. Yeah. You said you don't agree, then give me short reason. Yeah. You agree, then give short reason. Don't go other paths, just go this direct. Yeah. Other take long time.
Disagree.
Because?
Give
short reason. Because? Yeah.
Because I think his body, his aggregate is still true suffering.
Huh?
Non-returner, his aggregate is still true suffering.
Because?
Because that inherit from that very lifetime, his father and mother, and therefore the cause is suffering, therefore the body is still true suffering.
Because of what you say?
Hmm?
Because of what?
Because due to the cause of that body, is still inherited from human father and mother, so therefore it's still true suffering.
So you mean human body must be true suffering, you mean?
Human, yes.
Have to be?
Human body.
Human body must be true suffering, you're saying that?
No. Human body.
Father, mother, then body must be true suffering. Your idea is there or?
Because human can be superior Bodhisattva. Human is person.
Answer directly.
Sorry?
Human being must be true suffering. Human body?
Human. Person or human?
Human body. Human body is true suffering.
Human.
Have to be?
But what is the definition of human? No, because last time we have this person, remember?
Answer. Now I'm asking you. You have to answer.
Okay.
The human body necessarily true suffering.
Yes.
Okay. So Buddha Shakyamuni, his body true suffering?
No.
his body is human body, isn't it?
Because my definition.
His body is human body, isn't it?
His body.
Silanga.
So human is person, right?
No, his body is human body or not?
Yes.
Sit down. So okay. Now next one. Yeah. What do you act with Suki Madhya? Yeah, Cecilia. You just answer, yeah? Others take time. Whether you agree with Sukhim or not? Yes, no, you can say whatever you like. Quick.
Sukhim was saying that the non-returner is not bound. True suffering.
Non-returner doesn't have true suffering.
Non-returner doesn't have true suffering.
You accept with that or not? You just answer yes, no, then.
No, I don't agree.
Because? Give reason, sure reason.
Non-returner means
quick.
Yep. He's not going to come back for another rebirth, but the current body that he has is still a human body and it's appropriated contaminated aggregates. Unlike the case of the Buddha, yeah? Unlike the case of the Buddha.
Why so, his body is true suffering? I'll give reason.
His body is true suffering because it is the result of it is still the result of karma and afflictions.
Karma and affliction.
Okay. It is still karma and afflictions. But yeah, because I think that body is still karma and afflictions. When he comes out of the mother's womb, he's not a non-returner yet.
So
he doesn't come out of the womb as a non-returner.
Same thing, Arhat. This person reached Arhat.
Arhathood, yeah.
Okay, still his body is true suffering or not?
Full destroyer.
You have no other answer. You have no choice really.
I have to say.
Yeah, before come out from the mother womb, not Arhat. Huh?
Gana already. Shakyamuni Buddha also cannot come out from mother's womb.
I'm just tricking you. But
I know you're trying to trick me. An arhat, is that true suffering or not? Is his body
arhat,
still true suffering?
Arhat body
that's the question. Yes or no, right?
Yes.
Mm. His body is yes.
So Arhat haven't abandoned true suffering?
If I follow my argument, I have to say no.
Not liberated from true suffering?
No.
Free from suffering? Arhat?
No, I have to say no.
Okay, it's free of suffering. Arhat?
Arhat is liberated. He's free of his afflictions, but is he free from suffering and coming back for another uncontrolled rebirth? I'm not sure. I have not thought it through.
Arhat, you still take rebirth, you are not sure.
Yep.
Huh? Not sure. Surprise. Yes. Arhat, you still not sure take rebirth.
No, I'm not sure whether the Arhat would still take rebirth in the, you know, after sure. He dies. Yeah.
You're still not sure. Surprise.
I'm still not sure. Yeah.
Surprise. Sina Shurun never thought that. Okay, what she said, some part is correct, some part is not correct. Okay, so next one. What Sukim said. With Vijay. Yeah, Benny. Quick, huh? Just answer for that part. Same time, listen, okay? Everybody listen. This is sake of when you discuss how you really discuss throughout long period of time. Now, sometimes we just discuss, ask one question, one person answer, then after you have nothing to say and you finish. Mm. It's just this all like that, that's all. Because it doesn't end there, you have to ask in different way. So there's more question, the longer discussion. You know? So.
So when an arhat steps on the...
Not arhat. What Sukim say?
Once returner steps on the nail, he experiences pain.
So he has true suffering. The non-returner has true suffering.
Yeah.
His body is true suffering.
His body is true suffering.
Because?
Due to contaminated physical aggregate, appropriated physical aggregate. And his body, when he steps on the nail, he experiences pain.
So then, the arhat also has true suffering.
Yes. Yes. His body, his contaminated physical body. Once he abandons that at the end of his life, then when he, that is, this being his last life, when he enters into nirvana, enter into nirvana, then there won't be any.
Yeah. When you achieve arhat, you reach the peace of nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Nirvana, that means free from true suffering, cause of the suffering, then enter in the path, then achieve the peace of nirvana, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the four noble truth, true cessation, true suffering, true path, true cessation. Yeah? So when you achieve what call nirvana,
right.
So then that means you abandon true suffering, cause of the suffering, isn't it?
Yes.
So that means arhat abandoned true suffering, cause of the suffering, isn't it?
Yes.
So arhat don't have that, isn't it?
But he, there no. was...
That means arhat don't have true suffering, isn't it?
But there are counts of arhats experiencing headaches and when he steps on the nail, he experiences pain.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that means arhat haven't abandoned true suffering. Are you saying that?
So I have difficulty reconciling these two, what can we just said, and the accounts of him experiencing headaches in his body.
I know what you mean, I understand, but what you answer is what? Our heart abandoned true suffering, or he hasn't abandoned true suffering?
I mean, by that account, you have to say that he has abandoned true suffering.
So that means one that cannot. One, you said, now the question is what your answer. Arhat abandoned true suffering?
Yes.
So that means arhat don't have true suffering?
Right. He has abandoned true suffering, but the perhaps.
So that means when you say abandoned true suffering, so that means he don't have true suffering?
What about the imprints? The imprints,
don't ask me a question, I'm asking you. Now my time to ask, your time to
ask. He has abandoned true suffering, but he has not abandoned the imprints.
Once you abandon true suffering, you don't have the true suffering.
But he has the imprints?
No.
No true suffering, but still has imprints of true suffering.
No true suffering. First, we must go one by one.
Okay.
Our heart don't have true suffering.
Yeah.
Huh?
No true suffering, but he has imprints.
Arhat don't have true suffering. Are you saying that? Because he abandoned true suffering, so arhat don't have true suffering, isn't it? Quick.
Yeah, this part is difficult to reconcile.
When you say abandoned, that means don't have.
The mind. As well, he has abandoned the mind, but I'm not sure about the body, because the body is still the results of contaminated action. So at the time when his mind reached the state of full destroyer, his body, due to imprints, still have to experience. So it's now, you know, difficult to reconcile whether, you know, he has abandoned true suffering, but the body itself is still as a result of true suffering.
Our question is, conclusion is, what are you going to say? If somebody asks you, I have abandoned true suffering or not? Somebody asks you, yeah, question. Arhat, abandoned true suffering?
Yeah, you have to say yes.
You're going to say yes, isn't it?
Yeah.
That means Arhat don't have true suffering? Next question.
No
permission.
No,
then
no,
his body is not true suffering?
Not necessary. Not necessarily so.
Listen, Arhat don't have true suffering. You accept that, isn't it?
He has abandoned true suffering.
No. Yeah. Abandoned true suffering, they're already gone. So second question is, he don't have true suffering. You agree that?
No, he has.
That means he hasn't abandoned.
He has abandoned true suffering, but he still has the experience of true suffering.
If he have, how can he abandon?
He has the...
What mean abandon?
The mind of... Because true suffering is defined as both contaminated, appropriated physical and mental aggregates. So the physical part is difficult. That's why I'm saying it's very difficult to reconcile that physical aspect. That one I'm not sure. But for bodhisattvas, we have been taught that bodhisattvas on the first ground do not experience both physical and mental suffering. For the physical part, due to having abandoned all negativities. So now not sure about the arahats because we have not had lessons on 20 sanghas.
What?
Yeah, we have not had lessons on the you know, paths.
Arahats.
Yeah. In detail.
That's your answer. Okay, 2 days. Say something. Last one. Okay.
And downgrade as junior. I say something and downgrade as junior.
Now, what Sukim said, do you agree with Sukim's idea? What he said?
He says what non-returner is.
Non-returner don't have true suffering. Because he don't take rebirth again in samsara.
No, I disagree.
Because?
He still has ignorance.
Huh?
He still has ignorance.
You still have ignorance?
Ignorance
so once
is
you have ignorance, that means necessarily have true suffering?
Yeah.
You're saying that?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh. So that means also Arya Bodhisattva have also true suffering?
Yes.
Huh? I think we just complete one of the lessons somewhere there, Even you cut his body, this and that, no mental pain, no physical pain.
Yeah.
You know that after achieve part of seeing their body totally change, you know, like a mental body. So also in the Mitriya, one of the texts he mentioned, when you achieve part of seeing, you don't have true suffering, So then also you don't have dying, this, you know, aging, dying, So all this doesn't exist. Chitta, kaya, buddhisattva. You don't age, so I'm wondering. When you achieve part of seeing, you know, buddhisattva, then you don't age, you don't die, you know. So like that. You don't get sick. Even body is cut, there's no pain like that. So
that is if you
it's clear I am buddhisattva don't have true suffering. So but according to you, his body is true suffering. Because he has ignorance.
Actually I wasn't talking about the body per se. I was talking about him having true suffering.
Huh?
Because he has ignorance. Huh? I wasn't thinking in terms of his body per se. I was thinking in terms of him having ignorance and therefore he still has true suffering. I wasn't thinking in terms of the body per se. Yeah.
No, no. Why the non-returner body is true suffering?
Well, if you're talking because about the body itself, then...
Because you cannot say that he has ignorance, is it? So that reason is not correct.
Okay. If you're talking about the body, then it's a different thing. But I was just thought I was thinking in terms of him having true suffering. If you are saying just him having true suffering, then I would say he
because
of
him having true suffering for sure reason.
If it's just talking about him having true suffering, and I would say that he still have ignorance, and therefore he still have true suffering. Reason is because
reason is not really missing.
Okay. The reason is because that you know ignorance is contaminated phenomena, and contaminated phenomena is misery, and therefore if he still has ignorance, he will still have misery. He still have true suffering.
Then same what? Same idea. Arjis exists. Same thing. What? I have to survive ignorance.
That's why I say Arya Bodhisattva still have true suffering. He may not suffer physical or mental pain, but he still have true suffering.
What kind of suffering he has?
Well, because he still have contaminated phenomena, so he will still have true suffering.
His body is totally changed after he reached part of
but his mind, he still has ignorance, right? And then out of the five aggregates, one of them is ignorance. Eh? There's a mental factor of ignorance. Then he's not totally free from contaminated phenomena.
Yeah, but you don't experience anything more.
Yeah, that is feeling, that is experiencing. But in terms of the phenomena of it being contaminated phenomena, you will still be true suffering, isn't it?
True suffering.
Because he still has a mental factor of ignorance in his continuum.
Then what Mitya Buddha says is not correct. This word I remember before 30 years old. So, Pakbe Gadon Nawa, Chiru Dunga Zene Pongs. We have to memorize.
Kerry Wichi, I was just presenting another view, that's all. Because everyone says that they are suffering, then I'm just presenting.
But this is the view. The reality is, highest bodhisattvas don't have. They have abandoned sickness, death, aging.
Okay, I'm fine with the higher bodhisattvas authority. Then how do you explain to say that he still have ignorance, and ignorance is contaminated phenomena, and as such, it is something to. It is a cause of suffering. So how do we explain that?
人性把这杀绝了。
I have no qualm about it being a scripture authority. It's just
In the first place, positing the boundary of contaminated and non-contaminated itself is complicated because it depends on which tenet.
Who asked you to sit down?
There's a project section.
Huh?
That is
already
my fault.
How do you what? two suffering and samsara synonymous na?
I think I mentioned, not this class, I think previous basic problem, I think we did mention that. This time I'm not sure. Oh,
Thank you, Anuk.
Tadi pergi cerdang cendera kita kasar kita, cerdang, tan lehatan ni mungkin orang cundi kasih, tato tan lehatan ni mungkin orang cundi be berada, sahaja nyawa lembu pumbu sena tangan tu suku, tato sahaja nyawa lembu pumbu lehatan ni mungkin orang cundi be, tato sahaja nyawa lembu pumbu sena tato tuan dia bawa senda tu kahaya si cakap ni, tato.
So the contaminated, appropriated aggregates that arises from karma and afflictions is posited as true suffering. So as to what constitutes, what defines a contaminated phenomenon, different tenets have their own assertions. Yeah. But in general, we could say that anything, a phenomenon that arises is from karma and afflictions, yeah, is contaminated, yeah.
Oh, oh, yeah. This is the one that I need to be a cancer. That this is the one that I need to pack up. So, I need to pack up your stuff. Pump up, do the thing you are. Tell her that you should you are. Chin on you are. Chin on you are. That's it. You didn't need to use your are. Right? That's it. Right. 배신 치용기래 주쇼 치용 치명스는 배신 배신다 뒤지기다 가르소래 수기 봉보스나 독대 배신 자기야래 주쇼 치용 치명스나 뒤지기 수봉스나 배신 독대 배신 겪기야래 어디래
So the body is possessed by or in the continuum of Hinayana superiors in particular. Stream enterers, once returner, or non-returners. The physical body possessed or in the continuum of such individuals, you could say, are necessarily true suffering.
Tak lebih, cuma kita tengah tengah lu matang saja.
텐텔라 아니 다시미트 부터메지 구요레 콘두텐 토르메 바인사 르테코 균타가는 내대 바인사 다 레다 니몽 그주 두텐 다가 착해서 다 딘데티라다 페센다 걸스와 페다 학생양대 세지 학생양대 비규기 아니시다 수봉디 다 동아대가 인스니 페센마로 유구요레 어디가
Then as for the physical aggregates of the four destroyers, yeah. There are instances where such physical aggregates are true suffering, but there are also instances where it is not true suffering. So, for example, if a person achieves, becomes an arhat, without discarding the previous physical aggregates which he had when he was a non-returner. So on the basis of that physical basis, if he then achieves, becomes an arhat, then his physical aggregates would be an instance of true suffering. It is true suffering because he hasn't discarded it yet.
어떻게 제가 따뜻히 라면도 양을 대봤다. 대면 양대로 하신 양대 라면 양대 독신이 주시 적인자 다 라면 양대 귀를 님의 강사이 주기다 속에 풍부도 잡아다 동할 때만 말했어 독신이 다 쓰부신이 용대 어떻게
So according to the Hinayana tenets, yeah. So such individuals have achieved that nirvana with remainder, yeah. So once they achieve the nirvana without remainder, then the physical aggregates in his continuum will not be true suffering. So here, the difference between a nirvana with remainder without remainder is made on the basis of whether that individual possesses the contaminated physical aggregates or not. Yeah, but of course, this is the assertions of the Swatantrika or the what do you call it? Middle way autonomy. School, yeah, but of course, the prasangikas or the consequentialists have a different take on this. So all of you have studied tenets, isn't it? So according to the prasangikas, how do they posit nirvana with remainder without remainder?
Arahat in meditating equipoise directly realizing emptiness is Arahat without remainder when they are out of meditating equipoise is with remainder.
Can you repeat again slowly?
According to the consequent middle way school and Arahat if he still inherit Arahat with remainder is when he is out of meditative equipoise, directly realizing emptiness. Without remainder is when he is in direct meditative equipoise, realizing emptiness.
So when he is in meditative equipoise focusing on emptiness, what does he not have? What does he not have? You know, what is it that is not remaining? And then when he gets out of the meditative equipoise, what's remaining? What's the remainder?
The word go together, yeah. 학제 양대, 학매 양대. The 책들이 부족한.
Yeah, you have to explain with remainder, without remainder. The meaning has to go with the word, yeah.
An arahat with remainder is a person is when he is out of meditative equipoise. And his mind
is remained with what?
Sorry?
Why is remainder?
Yeah, remain.
When you come out of meditation, why he's remain what?
Remain. I'm not sure. I try. I guess because he see.
Remain what?
Remain like he has the remainder of seeing appearance of true existence. Well, in meditative equipoise, he has
that's
no
sure,
such appearance.
That's one, just enough. Very good. You said too long again. Not good. Because it remains with true appearance.
Yeah. Okay.
That's enough.
Okay.
Enough.
Can I?
Huh?
Can I sit
yeah,
down?
Yeah, of course. After that,
this is how the consequentialists are posited here, in that when they are in meditative equipoise, directly perceiving emptiness, there is no appearance of true existence. Yeah. But when they step out of, when they are out of the meditative equipoise, then there is the appearance of true existence. So that's what remains. Yeah.
다 돈다이 틀에 다 돈다이 독심이다 학제비 유 수봉 진조다 다 동할 때마 인생이 유기하래 독심이 학제비 유기 다인 학제 다짐이 유 다 학제 다짐이 유 수봉도 동할 때마 있어 다 하면 다짐이 유 수봉디 다 동할 때마 말해 쓰니 다 비전 세부 유기하래.
So anyway, it is clear that the body in the continuum of those who have achieved nirvana with remainder are true suffering, and the body in the continuum of those who have achieved nirvana without remainder are not true suffering. So it is also clearly mentioned in the text that ordinary beings who are reborn in pure land, such as Amitabha's pure land, although the body that they have is the body in the continuum of an ordinary being, but nevertheless it is not true suffering. Likewise, there are also arhats abiding in pure lands. Yeah. So their physical aggregates in their continuum are not true suffering. So, for example, Sukhavati, which is Amitabha Buddha's pure land, there's no suffering there, it is said, So, was mentioned right in early on in the chapter that due to having abandoned negativities, there's no suffering, and due to skill or expertise, there's no unhappiness. Yeah, talking about the bodhisattvas, right?
어디 소한테 닿지 않다 아 장세 파발라 독신이잖아요 어떻게 어 독신이 나한테 숨겨래 내가 뭐 소한테 닿 장세 파보지 않는 숨겨래.
So that two lines of verse 27 of chapter 7 spoken in the context of bodhisattva superiors, yeah. Okay? Bodhisattva superiors.
What did they say? That don't they any what did it? That Karasina, that Hakjebe, yeah? That quite jugus. I mean, you did Tumalgi Pumbo in by some, that Tumal dema Mabang Sugar, what that to the internet? Tumal dema Mabang Sugar.
So, for those who have achieved nirvana with remainder, because they have suffering, right? They have true suffering, right? So you can't say that they have abandoned it. Yeah.
Oh, today, Zhang, Anishita, that kind of name, good one.
That's why there are accounts of such individuals who experience headaches and pain and what have you. Yeah.
Our heart also have headache. Huh? I mentioned. God loves that. Oh, Toshini, that, yeah? Korowa pang sini yunguyare. Ko. That Dajumasuru, Annie, Korobang by some Dajumasta, Korola Tarba cigar, Tarba cigar, Karetas and a Korola Tarba cigar. Young? Did you give that the name Korobang Sene Lapuyare? Doa, Annichita, Dajum Korobangs, Tarba Toba is a Korobang Sikuyare.
So, our hearts have achieved liberation, freedom from samsara. As such, you have to say that our hearts have abandoned samsara, yeah. Isn't it? So because they are our hearts, you have to say that they have freed themselves, they have liberated themselves from cyclic existence, isn't it? So that begets the question, is true suffering synonymous with samsara? So obviously you can't say it is, yeah. Isn't it? So what you have to, the pervasion works only in that if it is samsara, it is true suffering. But if it is true suffering, it's not necessarily samsara. So of course, Maybe this may be quite difficult, yeah, to understand. Yeah. How come, you know, if it is samsara, it is necessarily true suffering, but if it's true suffering, it is not necessarily samsara, yeah. So therefore, you have to use some illustrations, yeah. So for example, the physical aggregates in the continuum of an arhat, for example, yeah, right? In particular, an arhat who has achieved nirvana with remainder, right? So that is true suffering, yeah.
That this is the young Korevetse Karenes, the Kawase, the Congress, Senia, George Ling, the Karakapuyore. That did it to Kawase, the Congress, Karenes, Sigurus, and Helen Yakoto.
So it's now you're okay, yeah? But then there's another question, you know. So then what is samsara? What's the boundary definition? So, four destroyers, arhats, yeah? Have arhats completely abandoned all the 12 links of dependent arising? Have they? Huh? Sui Kim is vigorously saying yes. Okay, I think we need to wear a helmet.
Yeah, go. large box over so the charters can cancel.
So if we say that our hearts have already freed themselves from samsara, cyclic existence, right? They have, right? That's clear, yeah?
So do you
agree on that first now? You confident? You confident that some what you call that? What is that? Arhats?
Arhat.
Are liberated from samsara? Are you confident? Are you confident? You said of course, right?
You still have doubt. Arhat not free from samsara. Huh?
No doubt. Oh, very confident. So as such, therefore they have plucked themselves out of the 12 links, yeah? They are completely divorced. Nothing to do, right? Right?
Yeah?
You say yes, right? Oh, so in their continuum, they will not have the effects of, they will not have the projected results, yeah? Actualized results also don't
have.
So, the Arhat doesn't have the six sources? No aging, no dying. No feeling, yeah.
they're experiencing the result of the last cycle. the last cycle.
Experiencing what?
Hello? Microphone.
Last cycle.
So that means still experiencing, isn't it? That mean he have 12 link, isn't it? Last result have been complete.
Okay.
You said last experiencing last result.
Yeah, the last cycle.
Last cycle, so that mean he have, yeah? If you don't have the Hakin, it's the last cycle.
Last projected cycle.
So he have.
After that, he doesn't.
After what?
After that, he doesn't. Otherwise, he won't be arhat.
Huh?
I think after that, he will not suffer another cycle of 12 links, you know? Yeah.
After arhat.
Mm-hmm.
How people are arhat? After arhat?
After arhat, he will not have. Yeah.
Of course, that's okay. I agree with that. During the arhat, have.
Yeah, he's experienced the last 12 links.
So that means during the Arhat, he's not free from the 12 link.
That's why it's with remainder.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Huh? the remainder. What's that? Huh? What's that? What's the word that was used? That song? With remainder and without remainder. What's nirvana? That's why he's still having nirvana with remainder.
My school. Are you saying that arhat remain with samsara? You say that now?
No.
Arhat remain with samsara.
Yeah.
I think you're saying like that now. Now getting worse. Yeah. It's
a very high. No, arahat, like you say, has true suffering. Okay. But it's not but they're out of samsara.
Yes.
So they have true suffering because they are suffering. They have got their old bodies which came from before. and that goes to aging and sufferings, but they are not subject to a new cycle of rebirth. So they're out of the 12 links. So they have their old bodies, the old bodies from the previous rebirth. So that is suffering. Okay.
So now I'm saying this. So our heart is not really free from 12 links.
Okay, I mean, they're in between. But still, I think you know what I meant.
No, we don't.
I have a question.
I don't know what you meant.
I have a question, Rinpoche. So, what about like Shakyamuni Buddha and let's say our own guru Lamazupa Rinpoche? Do they have true suffering but they're not in samsara?
I think we mind our own business.
Buddha Shakyamuni and our own gurus, you know, whom we see as Buddha, when you see them suffer, is it they have true suffering but they are not in samsara?
So Buddha has true suffering.
Sukhin, you're now second round of basic program.
Yeah, please don't take back my cert.
What is it? With the long kata and mandala. With three prostrations. But he's turned back tomorrow. Not, you don't have to return back, but you take second round one. That's okay. Anyways, that did not answer the Tutaka, but that is Yachimutua, Benata, Chatamawa. And they make it to the own to Che Dokala, and you see that Shajatibis, and it does not make it to be Jugi, and you see that Ludin, the Dua de Maris. Jadi jaga tu, tak temui tu dekat la. Ani cinta, tak jadi macam yang cipit juga dia. Ko, tunggal dapat jenis yang kawasan jalan dan luden cik tu le. Jawa, ani jalan itu ten tak ada ten tu ngomper tu macam sangat je baris. Jadi tunggal pun pernah jadi sini temui tu dekat ni boksing dia le. Orang sange saya tu cuci tu, nampak itu ni saya cinta. Mau cik supung kan ada sange itu sih jaga tu lah.
I think we did look at this quite a fair bit when you guys were studying tenets. Yeah. So it depends on which tenets perspective you take. Yeah. So according to the Hinayana tenets, essentially the physical body of Buddha is true suffering because it's the continuation, it's in the same continuum of the body that he had when he was on the path of preparation. Because according to the Hinayana tenets, one progresses from the path of preparation up to the path of no more learning in one sitting. Yeah. That's how Buddha became enlightened, right? So as such, because the body is in the same, is a continuum of that old body, it is posited as true suffering. And from these lower tenets perspective, enlightenment of Buddhahood is posited mainly from the perspective of mind, conscious Buddha's mind.
Now what does it mean? That today we talk about today on the teacher. That talk about what today learn to come. That center. That umami namse kevin to come. Ani thile sabasungasi. That thanda. Ani shita. Tijui. Ani si kaso subung tesa tunga tapa manis. Tunga tamjele chwaris. Tinjang tijuida. Lutas. Pumbudian tunggal tempat mana? Dia sanjir res, jenita. Tuk sini yang jenis sabah sini, tapi kusi tanya.
But the Mahayana tenets explanation on Buddha is much more profound. Yeah. So in short, Buddha has no true suffering. Buddha doesn't have true suffering. So Buddha's physical body is not true suffering. Buddha's body is Buddha. So, and in the Mahayana, in Mahayana tenets, there is the presentation of the four bodies. Yeah. There's the presentation of the four bodies, namely the nature body, the wisdom truth body, or wisdom body. Then you have the enjoyment body and the emanation body. So, and then such an assertion of the four bodies is not found in the Hinayana tenets. So, and then as to the question as to whether your virtuous friends have true suffering or not. Yeah. But if you remember the earlier in this text, there's a discussion of how the bodhisattvas, when they give away their bodies, when the superior bodhisattva superiors, when they give away their body, even if they cut the body into pieces, they don't experience any pain or suffering. It is said, isn't it, right? No physical, no mental suffering. In fact, they experience so much joy, it is said. Yeah. And we are just talking about bodhisattva superiors.
Yeah.
So if your virtuous friend is in reality, if happens in reality, is Buddha, then if you perceive suffering, then that is just an appearance. Yeah. In reality, then there's no suffering. Just as in according to the Mahayana tenets, yeah, the Buddhas don't die, yeah, but nevertheless, they show the appearance of passing away into parinirvana, just like what Shakyamuni Buddha did. Yeah. It was just showing an aspect of passing away. In his life story, you see him undergoing many hardships, practice, and then he achieved enlightenment under the Bodhi tree and so forth. Yeah. All these, according to the minor tenets, are just showing the aspect, yeah, showing the deed only, displaying the deed. Yeah, because all is just, that was just a show. He already achieved enlightenment a long time ago. Yeah. And in this fortunate kalpa, or the yon, in this world, of the 1,000 Buddhas that will descend, he's the fourth one, isn't it? Right. He's really achieved enlightenment, yeah, way before, yeah. So all this is just a show, a display.
Yeah. 나는 지금 주인도가 추다가 나시냐 지금 가와제도 독침다. 난 치워한테 나버 댄스 돼야지 그러와 그러와 대학고 서두 상 서두제 갑빈네스 말와.
So Shakyamuni Buddha did not newly achieve enlightenment. Yeah. Likewise, the next Buddha, the future Buddha, is which is the fifth out of the thousand. He is Maitreya Buddha. So he has really achieved enlightenment. But when he descends on this world, in this earth, he will show the aspect of being born, you know, growing up, you know, practicing austerities, and then he will show the aspect of achieving enlightenment and so forth, and then will show the aspect of passing away as well. So all these will be just displays. Yeah. Just showing the aspect,
yeah.
So if your virtuous friend, your gurus are in reality, if in reality he or she is Buddha, then if you see that he or she is suffering, that is just an appearance, that is not real suffering. But if your virtuous friend in reality is an ordinary being, not Buddha, then what you see is what you get. You see suffering and he or she is suffering. But anyway, as you said, yeah, whatever appears to us is not certain, it's not definite, yeah. So whatever appears to you is not necessarily the truth. It cuts both ways.
Yeah.
So, as the Seven Dalai Lama, Gyalsang Gyatso said, all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana are fabricated, are fabrications of one's conceptual thought. They are not truly existent. So as such, do not hold on, do not cling on to things, do not cling on to things, this appearance of true existence, of everything as being truly existent, but rather look at everything as empty. So anyway, as to whether somebody is really suffering or not, somebody, whoever, guru or whoever he sees, whether it is suffering or not, it depends, yeah. So one way of looking at it is to look at it from the perspective of different tenets, yeah. But we also have to understand that there are cases that those, you know, that even like, you know, bodhisattva superiors, because they have abandoned negativities, they don't experience physical suffering. Right? The bodhisattva superiors. So the point here is whatever appears is not certain. Yeah. So in the case, it's just because we see somebody suffering, doesn't mean he or she is suffering. Yeah.
I'm answering you. You understand now? Okay, you keep your certificate.
He can show the aspect of keeping the certificate.
자, 딱 가래에서 딱들러오나 말러오나 딱 스쳐간 민념 되기도 하고서다.
저 켜봐두시기 중요한데, 매디 김생 어서 디보지. 어디 계속 주기도 와. 아? 켜봐두시기 중요한데.
술로.
어서 거시지.
매디 김생.
예, 술로. 우리 대 장생방아.
안 돼.
장생방아. 켜봐두시기 중요한 영어로. 아니, 가서.
딱, 이랑 시대 쉬워도 찍어, 딱 가로다. 그래서, 네. I don't think so. I'm going to read the Shantideva text tonight, huh?
Great.
Not much time, so just continue. You're falling asleep? No. Must wake up. You know, when discussion, your mind must be engaged together. Don't shut down your, oh, what they're talking doesn't matter. Not for me. Don't shut down your brain. Huh? Active. Why he said that? Why he said that? You must ask. Huh? What did you say? Sure. 다 독신이, 재산 단다. 다, 빌라만 어디로 왔다. 장세 바바 토비 누가나? 아니, 가와요 말해. 나의 동화요 말해. 가요 동화요 말해. 아니, 따뜻한 동안 밥은 가도 나와도 시위 동안 제대로 아니 따뜻한 게 따뜻하고 요 말에 쓰다 결론만 나와 독수무야 해 어떻게
So it is said in the Uttara Tantra or the Sublime Continuum of Maitreya that Bodhisattva superiors do not they don't get there's no gata nada there's no aging sickness, chiva ya yomara. Yeah. They also don't undergo, they also don't die.
What is it? That, 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 Tiki Ludi, Yigira Shigi Lui, Sinta Toxin Sunga, Chetanta, Tomatama, main study day, then lecture.
So, Bodhisattva superiors, as such, don't have true suffering. They don't have physical suffering. They don't have mental suffering. And Bodhisattva superiors, when somebody becomes a Bodhisattva superior, they achieve or acquire what we call a body in the nature of mind. Literally is that. So I'm not sure. I mean it's translated as mental body, but I'm not sure. Yeah, the mental body. Let's see what it was. But
I'm not sure. 아, 이제 다게 때도 이기란 실로 간데 죽어 있나 돼야 삼보다야.
So this is complicated. We have to think about it. Yeah. So this is what it is said, right? When you become a Bodhisattva superior, you acquire this body that is in the nature of mind. 이기란 실로 in mental body. Yeah. The question is that Bodhisattva was on the path of preparation, right? Prior to that, so he had this ordinary body, isn't it? So then how do you make the transition, you know? So when the transition is made, you know, when he crosses over into the path of seeing, the old body that he had, does it need to die? Does it need to be discarded? Or it changes in nature, it transforms for whatever reason.
Right.
So, if you say that, no, yeah, okay, they have this mental body, isn't it? So what is the substantial cause of this mental body, or body in the nature of mind? Substantial cause. What is the substantial cause?
Huh? Oh, that is something that I do. What is it? That is not sure. That is not sure. yuntun rishe, ta yunta parto dhukyo yare, manso ta, ta manso luyde dhukshin yunta parto yare, ta yunta ne ta, ane sanje yin dhukan la, ya ko luyde menda wa chaadwa ishi dhukwa, awa ta pake ya sanje ki sayi ta penna manso, supungi, ane chik ta, penna yunta yu juki suki pungpo se na, one chik ta ko, ta karso re, dungal tenpa ta maate ina ya, to ta, ari kaji, ko karso re, a,
Okay, so the Bodhisattva superior, when you become a Bodhisattva superior, they acquire this body in the nature of mind or mental body. And this mental body goes all the way up right to the end of the continuum of a sentient being, right up to the last moment as a sentient being. That means as a last moment as a non-Buddha. Yeah. Okay, so this mental body is said to arise from the levels of the predisposition of ignorance and uncontaminated karma. Yeah, so it is said, yeah. This mental body.
That this is the one that is the one that is the one that is the
So this mental body, which is said to arise from the levels of the predisposition of ignorance, together with uncontaminated karma, this exists all the way up to the end of the continuum of being a sentient being. But when this individual becomes a Buddha, then his body is another completely different story, you know.
So,
then when this person who has this mental body, so this mental body goes all the way up to the end of the continuum of a sentient being, but when he achieves enlightenment, his form body is something else. So, from the perspective of Tantra, Mahayana Tantra, so the question is, what is the substantial cause of the form body of Buddha? So according to the perspective of Tantra, the body in the continuum of the sentient being, yeah, just prior to achieving enlightenment, that body cannot be the substantial cause of the Buddha's form body. Why? Because this mental body of that Bodhisattva has arose from the levels of the predispositions of ignorance as such. That cannot be posited as the substantial cause of form body of Buddha. Yeah.
Oh, today da penata. Karsore. Oh, today sin do kala. Tang one pagita to na yung botire pagita sa. Jig san jig sa yung suku tube. One sa suyu ku tube ki. Tang one pag niya tar to botire. Karer sin sa mo sa ma. One chick da, one shabba nasin, lungsen tamotere, sinin, da nane mato de shija matamashi, one chick lungsen tamotiki, and in yelen cheshi, da unsuku dveshi, da tonda, tinde namshaji, mana sumashi, da donet in the dish, sips of yuku yamane.
So, as such, from the perspective of Tantra, the sutra's explanation of achieving the form body of Buddha is inadequate. Sorely inadequate, yeah. Therefore, when one analyzes in detail Tantra, in particular Higher Sugar Tantra, so the conclusion here is that the substantial cause of Buddhahood, including Buddha's form body, has to be the extremely subtle wind mind, yeah. So, and such an explanation is only found in 하이즈가 단트라.
독신에 땅 아주 나 용하디 어디에 사는 곳 오늘 지금 보기 심중 칠칠칠 오늘 디네기 다는 보기 오늘 지금 다 산지기 육 가래를 듣습니다. 오늘 심지 삼지기 산지기 지기 요래 오늘 산지기 사 주니기 아니 지금 다 수구 주배 추구 주배 아니 무슨 대중 가래를 했으나 독신에 쓰나고 다른 십소 때 누가 나 방 오늘 지금 십소 때 봐야 땅 아 오늘 지금 산다면 되다 지금 비타부 용하시다 디레 세시다 니시니에 지금 다 와티데이잖아 마 사바 용할지 다 이제 디데 돈에 두고요래 섬은 땅세다 마 사바 디데 차기요래.
So when one investigates deeply, you know, what exactly is the substantial cause of enlightenment? Oh, there must be something within an each individual. So they talk about Buddha lineage, Buddha nature, or whatever. But there must be something within each individual that that the individual already possesses, which continues up to enlightenment. There must be something, right? It cannot be fabricated. Yeah. There must be something. So, in deep analysis, you know, what is that? Combining this analysis with the question, you know, what exactly is the substantial cause of enlightenment? Buddha's mind and Buddha's body, what are the substantial causes of these two? So you've considered all these things together, you know, and you look at the explanation of Tantra, you know, then that really brings out the extraordinary characteristics and features of Tantra. Yeah. So if you think about it, one definitely can gain, you know, a trust and a conviction in the validity of the Mahayana Tantra. So if we start, you know, from the how the Hinayana tenets explain it, yeah. So when they talk about enlightenment, they're only able to talk about enlightenment from the perspective of the Buddhist mind, yeah. But they cannot, they don't know how to explain, you know, that, you know, why Buddha has suffering. I mean, so they say Buddha has suffering, right? True suffering. So the Buddha's body is not Buddha, you know, right? So because they just don't know how to do it, yeah. Then when you go on to Mahayana Sutra. So then there's an explanation of the four bodies. And of course, Mahayana Sutra, they do talk about, you know, certain things as being, you know, the cause or being certain things that will turn or transform or result in the Buddha's body. Yeah, so although there's an explanation, but if you analyze deeply that explanation, whether that is adequate or not, you know, what exactly is the substantial cause of Buddha's form body, then you'll find that it is also inadequate in explaining that, yeah. Then that's where the Mahayana tantric explanation comes in, yeah. So it all fits very nicely, you know. Very,
very nicely. Yeah.
And even if we just look at reincarnation, you know, what moves on from life to life, you know, of course there's an explanation in sutra, yeah? In sutra, yeah? In Nayana, in Mahayana sutra, but it is only, you know, but it is the tantric explanation, you know, is extremely different. I mean, qualitatively, you know, very different, yeah. Because all Buddhists, you know, we talk about, you know, something moves from life to life. So what is it that moves from life to life? You know? So yeah, okay, the body doesn't move, the mind moves, right? So, but then you examine in detail what consciousness, all consciousnesses move to the next life. sense consciousness, then there's mental consciousness. Then within the category of mental consciousness, there's so many different kinds, yeah? Isn't it? Contaminated, uncontaminated, you know, all this discussion, the subtle, gross, and so forth, you know? So, although there are explanations in sutra, but when we look at the tantric explanation of the extremely subtle mind and the wind, and how that moves from life to life, then, you know, then one can see, you know, also the profundity, you know, of tantra, yeah.
어, 독신에 딱, 즉, 낙다에 내가 지금 이 말에, 다 지동은 좀 높은 레그레 인하에 딱, 낙수동은 좀 갖고 나야, 지금 초과다로, 낙타로, 이제 지금 성공도 되는 내 수상이 말에, 낙수에 박이 오네 지금, 박이 있다, 대왕 마치라, 고아 띵서를 줘야, 아니, 산적이, 아니, 지금 오네 지금 박이 있어. 그래, 조언이 대왕 마치 칼에 두고 있는 대고라 띵서를 두고 있는데, 다가 나시 아니, 산적이 싸다, 아니, 줘야 돼, 칼을 해서 뒤돌았다. 고아 띵서를 줘야지. 어? 네 가지 자격을 해. 난 거꾸로 나왔어. 죽었다 해도, 대바치해도 뒤집고, 아니, 지금 낙에 되어서 뒤집고 성공도 뒤집어. 네 말이야. 그래서 나왔어. 이제, 나 도당이 딱 나왔다고 해. 계속 그래. 어때?
So, the point is that, the Tantra is something extremely precious, very profound, you know. So we will get to look at it a little bit, you know. It's one of the modules, right? Look a little bit at Tantra, yeah. So it is very, very profound, you know? Contrary to what most people think, you know. People think, oh, Vajrayana, Tantra is about, you know, doing rituals, reciting mantras, or reciting sadhanas, you know. It's not at all. That's not at all. Nothing to do with that. You know? That's not the real deal. That's not the essence. When you look at the tantric explanation, starting from, you know, the explanation of reality, you know, of what is our body and mind, and the different levels, and what exactly moves from life to life, and exactly what moves on to enlightenment, what are the substantial causes of enlightenment. You know? This is all the finer points, you know, are all found in Tantra. Yeah. So as such, you know, it's very important to understand, to study, and to understand what Tantra really is.
Oh, 독신에 뒤돌아야 지겠다. 돈이를 구겨야래. 아니 지수로 중치. 쓰는다. 돈 내가 쉬어야지. 나 쓰디. 어 재정 오늘 식으로 중치고 제시부래. 어 독신에로가 독년치. 아니 오늘 식 고아지 예수 쓰는 바지 샤도나. 아니 시작이다. 어 손님 전부 이 말에 어때래.
So yeah, so it's extremely important. Yeah. So of course, in the first place, you need a very strong yearning, yeah, to understand Tantra. And this is very important. So if we can make a connection in the future and study it, you know, learn it, you know, and come to understand a little bit about it, and we place a very positive imprint in our minds, yeah.
어, 된다, 가래라,
is the substantial cause for a superior bodhisattva necessary only levels of predispositions of ignorance? If that is the case, what is a substantial? If that's the case, then how does one posit the mental body of a first grounder as he enters into the path of seeing from an ordinary path? So his body is of a, you know, body of ordinary being. Okay.
What is the substantial cause of the mental body?
You can say that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a headache question.
Also, if we cannot find that substantial cause, does it mean that there are no mental bodies existing in the pure land.
Is it an existent or not?
Yeah, that means there are no existence of these in the pure lands.
그래서 나도 이게 라징으로 여가를 왜 여가로 어디다?
So it's an existent. It exists. It's not an assertion. So it exists. So there are mental bodies. I don't know where, but somewhere.
들어왔다. 나도 장세법이 장세법 같은 일이 그런가 얘기를 하시는 분이 있으기도 하다. 나한테
도랑을 쉬게.
다 좋대래. 다 얘기를 하시는 분이 있으니 이거야래. 나한테 조조 가렸다고 청하랬으나 시리고 조 참아도 되게 중대 것이래. 쓰기가래. 다 되네.
Okay, so Bodhisattva superiors have
머리 빠져 살았대네. 다 돈대.
So Bodhisattva superiors have mental bodies, yeah. So it is said mental bodies are said to.
간대지 중얼에서나 다 말이 빠지게 살았더니 중얼에 서 돈에 딱 쓰기 어렵다.
Right from the sutra's perspective, the mental body arises from the levels of the predispositions of ignorance. So the next question is, what exactly is that, right? Yeah, levels of the predispositions of ignorance. Or the subtle obscurations to omniscience, yeah. Obstructions to omniscience, yeah.
So if there are levels of predisposition, it will be under the category of non-associated compositional factor. So if that's the case, then how can there be substantial cause for mind?
Okay.
And also then, what is the substantial cause for the form, the body?
Okay. 대면투식이 수기냐래 지축이여래. 대면투식이 남식이냐래 지축이여래. 아다
제시해래.
아니 셰백이 수기냐래 지금 말해 수기 셰백이냐래 지금 말해서 또 수기여래. 대면투식이 다 수기냐래 지금래 셰백이냐래 지금래 배제 막 죽이고래.
So form cannot act as a substantial cause for consciousness. Consciousness cannot act as a substantial cause for form, but non-associated compositional factor can act as a substantial cause to both form and consciousness.
Yep.
지시 뺀다 그래. 뺀다 숙면에, 뺀 숙면에 숙숙자원에 봐이나. 뺀 예를 주시하고로 봐.
So, for example, yeah, someone who is taking rebirth from the formless realm into the form realm. So then, how are you going to posit the substantial cause? From sutra, of course, yeah. Formless into form.
What do you say? Don't think that that the middle chicken present that the sugin in a chichuet, I'm saying in a chichuet, and present that till that in the present lap on a chicken, in that sugi shaving in a chicken manner, shaving swing in a chicken manner, snip is in that present, but the churro there, that did not do not present the issue.
So, anyway, form cannot act as a substantial cause for consciousness. Consciousness cannot act as a substantial cause for form. But one would have to say that the non-associated compositional factor can act as the substantial cause for form and consciousness.
What is that? Did present study? 도래 수기 십인년에 지금 말해 수기 십인년에 지금 말해 배제다 저만 남대 그놈의 초라하게 뛰는 숨이야 뛰다 쓰부신 거야.
So anyway, as for form cannot act as the substantial cause for consciousness. Yeah, that's clear. And consciousness cannot act as the substantial cause for form. That's clear.
그놈의 초라하게 다 남대 나나 또 숨지.
So in the commentary on valid connection of Pramanavartika. By Dharmakirti, that is mentioned, yeah.
어 진들에 집안에 타고 톡발로 좋아해 매댕이시 또 진들에 시원하시 딱 이따가 시원하시면 또 걸어와서 이제 강스그리에서는 남자 높여줍니다. 그냥 망원도 직접 출발해서 딱 걸어와서 가져서 남자 높여줍니다. 가보도
So see that there are so many unanswered questions. So many qualms. Just using samsara as an example. We always think samsara is easy. We say samsara. So we ask you, what exactly is samsara? What is the boundary definition? Then it's like, you are kind of like stumped. Yeah.
어, myself also don't know exactly, huh? What is samsara, huh?
Can Rinpoche, I hope you won't faint. I got more confused now. Actually, you see, if you...
If you confuse, I never faint.
Because the answer that Kelvin asked, what is the boundary of all pervasive suffering, it pervades true suffering or it pervades samsara. What because now we establish that the boundary of true suffering and samsara is different, then there's this term called suffering of conditionality or all pervasive suffering, it will pervade true suffering or samsara.
What is your question now?
What are you asking?
Because you're asking the boundary or what?
The boundary. What? This all pervasive suffering will follow samsara or follow true suffering.
You know what
I mean? I already told you earlier that samsara is necessarily true suffering, but true suffering is not necessarily samsara, yeah?
You got that?
Yes.
다 두신이 다 동아울 때 사점 잡아주시게 동아게 사점 가와 열어서 수제기원에 다 좀 해봐도 열어 연락주고 그랬다.
나 그래.
동아울 때 사점.
어, 도대체
가와 열어서 수제기원에 다 좀 해봐도 두고 연락주고도 와.
So what is the boundary of true suffering?
가와 열어서.
What is the boundary of true suffering from ordinary being up to arhat?
Yeah.
That's the boundary, yeah.
Okay.
Up to arhat, yeah?
Arhat without remainder or with remainder?
Alamak. I already explained remainder, not remainder, how you differentiate. 동아지 공부 상마당 제, 상마당 탈선지 엽사송하니.
I already explained earlier that if you don't have the contaminated aggregates, you don't have anything remaining, yeah?
Mm.
So if you have remainder, what is remaining?
The projected effect of the 12-ling, right? And if for the higher school is the appearance of true
existence. 12-ling is different question. 12-ling is my different question.
Oh, okay.
다짐에 줄라 동아대마 누가 다 동아지 부분 한 마디 잡았을 때 다시 양대 버들어 왔다 한번. 다 전달되래. 수직교훈 다짐을 거두어 열어야 한다.
So anyway, arhats who have achieved nirvana with remainder have true suffering, isn't it? Yes. But anyway, the boundary of true suffering is ordinary sentient being up to arhats, right?
Okay.
Accept?
Okay.
Okay.
That's it. I have answered your question. What is the boundary? That's the boundary. Done.
Okay, then I have more question after your explanation about the mental body. If the mental body doesn't die, right, how do you explain in the Lam Rim Cheng Mo that has this statement that after a person's, a superior that has overcome the ignorance of the 12-ling still take rebirth due to their karma previously accumulated if their mental body don't die. And then if the superior bodhisattva is still taking rebirth, then we have a case of someone who is in no true suffering but still in samsara. Does it make sense to you, my question?
Yeah, he's in samsara, yeah.
But you say that, seems to me like true suffering
has a bigger probation than samsara.
Okay, but basically you're saying bodhisattva superior have to die before they take rebirth or not? Yeah, the essence of that.
Okay, what is that which take rebirth for a superior bodhisattva? What is that entity that takes rebirth for a superior bodhisattva if he has a mental body that doesn't die?
Okay, you sit down. Huh? You sit down. Otherwise, it never ends.
Hearer superiors and solitary realizer superiors do take rebirth in samsara. They do not accumulate fresh projecting karma, but they take rebirth in samsara due to the previously accumulated karma.
Okay, that is clear. Okay, but then that chance of papa's to go on it. Let any monkey go on the game. That chua mess, let any monkey chua yungu yomare. Let any monkey chua yungu yomare. Chikwe yomare. Let any jaw lingua yomare. Let any chickamare. Let any jiggy yomare. What did it? Chance of papa told you.
Bodhisattva superiors do not take rebirth due to karma and afflictions. Bodhisattva superiors do not die.
Let any monk. What?
Yeah, they do not die due to karma and afflictions. They do not die.
What do you mean? Yeah, chua ayo mayo sudokala ya chua yoba do sugar. Chitan kandar se let any monk chua mara. Samgi mija be chipo se dati desi ha.
Right. So the bodhisattva superiors do not experience death arising from karma and afflictions, but they undergo the inconceivable transference of death.
Okay, that's it. I don't know what how they go also in that one. Okay. Good night. Okay. Tonight talk. Long talk. Okay. You can. If you finish your homework, then pitch back. Yeah. Homework. Yeah. And pass back after class. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Finish off with the usual prayer.